What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked on Sharks, the premier hockey podcast covering your favorite team in the Bay. Today's episode is brought to you by Primal Origin Oils. Got beard, got primal. Stop the itch and make your beard look healthy and groomed. Check out PrimalOriginsOils.com to learn more about their full line of beard care products. Use the code Locked On for a 20% discount at checkout. Hair!
You're Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm mad that they had to delay us from talking about goddamn Erik Karlsson. The Sharks beat the Calgary Flames 5-3.
Yes.
Courtesy of an empty netter at the end of the game. I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius. Back with me, as always, is JD, the Erik Karlsson to my Erik Karlsson. This is the Erik Karlsson 100% power hour. Imagine not liking this man.
I know.
Oh!
I was told that he was washed. And guess how many goals he has on this season?
Seven. Hell yeah.
Goals in his 20 games that he's played.
He's on pace for...
a lot.
30. Yeah. Technically 30. He's not going to get there, but he's on pace for 30. He is the Sharks' best defenseman. It's not even particularly close.
Yep.
God damn. He's just so fun to watch. Even before he basically... the Sharks were dead to rights, and he basically brought them back to life.
Yeah. I mean, I think other than Erik Karlsson, the big kind of thing tonight was the special teams for the Sharks, where the power play was finally clicking. They got two power play goals, and then the penalty kill stopped a very deadly Calgary power play. And as soon as they killed it, Karlsson comes out of the box and Couture finds him. And that
Karlsson like snuck back to the own zone and was just like lurking at the blue line. Yeah. Was like, hey guys, I'm here. Oh, wait, we got the puck, and just went the other way.
Yeah. But like that was the spark for the Shark. And then they scored four straight goals from there to,
yeah. And
to
he set up the tying goal as well. When he got the breakaway, were you kind of hoping that he was just going to wind up for a slap shot? The hash marks?
I was from like, the top of the crease. Top of the crease, just power slap shots.
Yeah, it's like NHL 99. The Calgary guy was kind of coming in on him, getting close to him. And I was like, oh man, he should just slap shot this. But instead, he went for the most humiliating thing for a goalie is to go forehand fake, bring it across, but as you're bringing it across, you slide it through the garage door five hole. That's the most humiliating deke of all time. He just went straight five hole, which got to be second worst. So sick. Imagine thinking you're an Ottawa fan and thinking, yeah, we got Chris Tierney, baby. That's the guy that we're pumped about. He's better than Erik Karlsson. Imagine just hating yourself and your team so much that you have to shit on the most beloved player in Ottawa history just to make yourself feel, the Goo Goo Dolls song, where I cut myself just to make myself, what I'm talking about. I'm so excited. I don't know what I'm, Iris, it's the main chorus. And then the cool drum solo comes in. Anyway,
how many points does Chris Tierney have this season?
Who gives a shit? Five
goals, two assists for 7 points.
Oh, so he has as many points as Erik Karlsson has goals. We should send that in a screenshot and send it over to some other podcast, just like they do to us.
If he had scored 1-on-3,
send him a resignation to David Locke and been like, I'm sorry, I cannot go on with my life. I need to move to Nepal and meet some Buddhist monks and really find myself and center myself before I can carry on with my life.
I can't believe
he tried it. Like, he took the puck out of the scrum and was just like, there's scrum later, the net, and he grabbed it, and I was like, who is that? And then he turned around, I was like, oh my god, that's Erik Karlsson, and he just kept going, and I was like,
I was expecting a whistle or something. I was like,
I was just expecting him to get to the red line and dump it, or just kind of hang around until somebody figured out what was going on. He was like, no, no senor, I'm going three of these three guys. He tried, he gave his best effort. If he was a little bit quicker, he might have been able to do it. He's not the fastest guy on earth anymore, but
no, he's got quickness, but yeah, he doesn't have that top end speed anymore.
So. Yeah. The thing is too, is that it's not just that he scored a goal and set up the tying goal. The set up the tying goal was so nice because he got the puck at the blue line, and instead of like figuring it out,
or trying to like set something up, he just instantly put it back on the net because there's a lane, and it allowed Couture to tip it in while there was a scramble going on. Really smart play. But the other stuff too, like in the first period, I think first period, maybe beginning of second period, he gets the puck, and I think it's Blake Coleman's coming down on him, and he fakes the shot in the corner, just spins around him, and he's got wide open ice and just firing it in. He's just playing, he's firing on all cylinders at all facets of the game. Even his defense is, he's not, the past couple of years, I think you could see him hang out back, kind of like if the guy's in the corner, kind of not going in there and trying to like positionally beat him. But now he's closing down those gaps. He's staying with guys. He's fighting in the corners. He's getting pucks out. The thing with him is that in the last couple of years too, he would win a puck battle and he'd try to take it. He'd turn around, he'd be in his own circle, and he would try to find a guy to hit it out, and they would miss the puck or turn it over or whatever. And it's like, well, I guess he can't pass to them anymore.
Yeah, when you just have no confidence in the guys around you because the Sharks were trotting out.
Pick Chris Tierney.
You're not even, well, not Chris,
I guess,
Tierney.
He never played for Chris Tierney.
He never played for Chris Tierney.
Leon Bergman, Daniel, yeah, you're taken. It's tough. It's not ideal. And obviously injuries are real and his dick is repaired. So
yeah, I mean, that's not an injury that you would think would, you could just kind of snap back from, you know, if, after something like that hurts. And you know, and like having a full off season, and I think spending time in San Jose, and we're, you know, having a nice long off season to work out and get back together. And this is Erik Karlsson they signed for $11.5 million a year. And if he keeps playing at this, he's might be entering the Norris conversation. Not just
he is, according to all the nerds.
All the nerds, and you know, hopefully now the hockey men will soon follow suit if all the nerds keep pounding the drums for Erik Karlsson Norris winner, which would be I think the victory lap would be long and loud from us if that happened.
I would be like tweeting directly at people. I would be searching Erik Karlsson's tweets to Locked On Sharks and then directly adding people just with like middle finger emojis and like suck my ass emojis and shit like that. Beat writers, I would just be throwing the most vile shit at them. I don't care. Nuke my account. I wouldn't care. You could just fire me from Locked On Sharks after, and I would be a happy, happy man. That would be so sick. It'd be such a good way to go. Do you think this is the best Erik Karlsson we've ever seen
on the Sharks?
Well, yeah, obviously, because he was like a Hart Trophy contender on the Senators. On the Sharks, because obviously when he got here, that stretch after the first month, season,
the pinnacle stretch. I think he's playing just as good as he was then. You know, and it's like he doesn't. The Sharks' team is not as talented as, you know, as they were then. That's pretty safe to say. So, I mean, yeah, I think what he's doing right now with what he has around him is, you know, and it's the best that I think we've seen him, to be honest. And it's not just like a 2-week stretch of it. So,
yeah, it's been all season, which is really good. He's also got a dope mustache. What do you think he does to take care of it?
Oh, Erik Karlsson is someone who spends a lot of time and money making sure his facial hair is up to snuff. So, and if I was him, you know, I mean, I know he's got that $11.5 million, but you still want to save a little money here and there. That's why you want to check out our friend over at Primal Origin Oils. Got beard, get primal. If you've got a beard, need to get primal. They've sent some to us. I got the butter. It smells just like cookie dough. It's great. My wife likes it. But the best thing about it is it stops the dandruff and the itching, especially during the winter now. I know it's not that cold in California, but still, you know, you want to make sure you don't have that itch. It's the worst thing. So go check out Primal Origins. They'll help stop the itch and make your beard look healthy and groomed. Their goal is to help others look good and live healthier lives through the use of natural oils. Their products are free from harmful synthetic ingredients and with low impact on earth. They make balms, oils, and whipped butter that are renowned for their best feel and beard products available. This is due to the exotic carrier blend with oils like raspberry seed and chia seed oil. All products are fair trade certified and handcrafted in the USA. Their combo kits make a great holiday gift if you're shopping for yourself. You'll be glad you did. So head over to primaloriginoils.com. Use the promo code Locked On to get 20% off at checkout. Again, use the code Locked On for 20% off at checkout at primaloriginoils.com.
All right. It's December 7th.
I'm hungry right now. I'm legit hungry.
Well, do you have a Built Bar?
I do in the cabinet right up
what
here.
What flavor you got?
I have a lot of flavors, especially the coconut one.
What other flavors you got? Tell the people what they can buy.
We have a lot of flavors. Should I grab the flavors?
Yeah, tell us. Give us some flavors. Well, JD goes and tells us what flavors he's got. You can get your own flavor, and especially because it's December 7th. We're like 10, 15 days out from like peak shopping season. He's got the puffs. He's got the ruby white chocolate puffs. He's got the key lime puff. It's like a little lemony limey puff. Showing us more. He's got the caramel almond Built Bar. All new flavors that you can get during this holiday season. But you're going to be hungry standing in line at the mall. You're going to be hungry recording podcasts. It's a big month. Maybe you've got a pub crawl coming up. You got the office Christmas party coming up. Lots of times where you're just like, I could use a little pick-me-up in the hunger department before I got to go. Grab a Built Bar. They're delicious and healthy. They're covered in 100% real chocolate, so that's how you know they taste good. Plus, they are low in calories, low in sugar, low in net carbs, low in fat, but high in protein. So if you're at the cocktail hour, sneak off to the washroom, pound a Built Bar, come back, dinner's in an hour and a half, you're all set to go. You can keep having those martinis with the boss, get that promotion, because you're not going to be hangry anymore. And the only way to do this is to go to built.com, where you can find all their selection of Built Bars, you can find all their discounts, all their promos, all their new flavors. I'm sure they're going to have some holiday flavors coming up. I personally hope they have some sort of peppermint candy cane flavor coming. That would be nice to me. Maybe a little fudge. For the Canadians, maybe a Nanaimo bar flavor. Come on, Built Bar, you can do it. So check out built.com. Use promo code LOCKED15 right there and get 15% off your order.
Tomas Hertl.
I don't. Boy. I just want to keep talking about Eric. I don't care about anybody else. I'm a one man. I'm a monogamous man, and my heart says Erik Karlsson. Tomas Hertl had a hat trick.
He did. And it's nice because he hadn't been scoring for a while. And then what does he do? He puts up
five goals in two games.
So
NBD. Also, can everybody else, Haley Salvian, you're the first. I know you're not the only one. You're a great reporter. Also use the good joke format. But every time Tomas Hertl plays a team, can we not do this is Tomas Hertl's audition for the team? I don't like it.
No, it hurts
please
my soul.
Stop. Please. Our lawyers will be sending a cease and desist letter to you. We don't want it. Also, Calgary, ew.
They don't have enough good prospects for Tomas Hertl. The Sharks can get way better.
Never settle. You can always do better. Mm-hmm. Their top prospect is Dustin Wolf, who's a goalie who actually would enjoy. Then you've got like Connor Zeri and then Matt Coronato. Who was just drafted this year in the Eklund draft, and then maybe Jacob Pelche, but like not exciting names.
None of those, other teams. You could definitely shop Hertl around and get.
You got to play the girlfriend ladder. Yep. You got to start low and then get and be like, well, this team is going to offer us Connor Zeri. Go back and be like, well, this team is offering us Alex Newhook and play the girlfriend ladder.
This team is offering us Marco Rossi.
Mm. Yeah. Wild. You want some Tomas Hertl? We want some Austrian boy.
Some Jesper Wallstedt.
Nobody from Austria has ever been bad. Ooh, no. Yeah. I'll take Jesper. You can pair him up. He can be a friend of Eric and friend of William and Jonathan. There's so many Swedes now. It's so
good. Could you imagine getting Gaudreau and Wallstedt?
Well, you can then trade Gaudreau.
You just have both of them.
True, but then have a real Kiprasov Toskala Nabokov situation.
That's fine. We'll deal with that in the coming years. But I don't think
they're going to be trading Hertl because as of this moment in time in the universe, the space time continuum universe. What universe are we in? 328. What's the Marvel thing?
Sure.
Is it 328?
I don't know. That's the wrong guy.
Rick and Morty. I think it's C36. I don't know. I can't remember. But anyway, this moment, this rock in Earth, this earthen cube. Sphere.
Sharks are in the wild card.
Sharks are in the playoffs. They look like ass in the first period.
They hung in there. They definitely,
Poster, hang in there, baby. And it's just
That wasn't their best first period. But like, that's the thing about this team is that that's the good vibe shark is they scratch and claw their way back. And,
are the good vibe sharks back?
Even though we buried them, we killed them.
They went extinct last game. But
two episodes. But yeah, it's like
they could be coming back. Do we put them on the endangered list now? Move them up a little bit.
Yeah, we're back on the endangered list for the Sharks. Okay, but
Good Vibe Sharks endangered list, not the extinct list anymore.
Okay. I think this week will be very telling on the Good Vibe Sharks. But I mean that's you know, like what's been great about this team is they continue to find ways to kind of manufacture goals when they need to, and like then they held on, and Aiden Hill, who did not have his strongest game, but I mean he did stop 40 saves. And
was that the worst 40 save game you've ever seen played though?
I think Martin Jones has had some pretty bad 40 save games.
But I don't think he's ever made 40 saves. Aiden Hill also let in 3 goals, and now the whole time I was thinking, man, this is not great. He should not roam from his net ever again.
He needs like the little chain that keeps him so he can't go. It's like the
like
dog
chain chomp in Mario.
Yeah, the chain chomp in Mario, or like the dog with the post. You know, he can only go so far. Because yeah, his handling the puck is definitely not his strength. And he could definitely work on maybe freezing the puck a little bit more.
Why does he not freeze the puck?
I don't know. Sometimes
it'll hit him in the chest and he'll look down and be like, nah.
Carlson, you got this.
Hey, checks notes. Vlasic, help me out.
I don't know what to do with my hands. But yeah. I mean, he still stopped 40 shots on a very, very good Calgary team and, you know, stoned them on the power play. That Calgary power play is really good. I think they were, what, like seventh or something like that entering the day. So, I mean, it was a little up and down, but he did what he had to, and the Sharks offense found a way to score some goals. So
it would have only been like a 26 or 27 save performance, because 12 of them were his own fault. Like when I shot it directly at the guy and was like,
you know what he's doing though?
He's inflating those stats, baby.
Pumping them stats. He got to get that save percentage up.
Yeah, it's like the guard that comes in on free throw and grabs the meaningless rebound is like, well, I had 7 rebounds and 3 of them were just absolute horseshit. Yeah. I respect the move, Aiden Hill. I respect the move. But this does call into question. James Reimer was supposedly just sick, but now he's apparently got real bad diarrhea because he's still out. And they had to call up Melnichuk. Who was the backup tonight? Melnichuk?
Yeah, Melnichuk was the official backup. I think Reimer, he's run down. That probably happens when you play him five games.
DNP, old.
I can definitely confirm that part where, doing things 5 times in a row, you get tired. So I hope he's back.
1-2, here comes the glue for JD.
Yeah, I hope he's back soon. So
somebody tweeted that Reimer's injured because his back is sore from carrying the team all season. Fair. Him and James and Timo and Eric. Oh, remember those shirts when he used to have the first names of the people, blah 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 blah, and the ampersand? We should bring those back and make them popular again. That was like 7 years ago. They can be popular. We can have Timo and James and Eric and Tomash and Logan and Brent, I guess, because we're gonna have to. And who's another guy?
William soon.
Oh, we should just pick all the dumb names. Not dumb names. Sorry, the unique names. Rudolphs and Mario and
Jasper.
Jasper and Mark Edward and
Alexander. Yeah.
Nah, that's a normal name. It's a normal human name. Speaking of Alexander, though, do you think I can bet on him for the Rookie of the Year race?
You could. Personally, probably wouldn't do it compared to.
What if I'm a madman, JD? What if I'm a madman?
If you have lots of money and you want to put that shot out there, then there's one place that I would be willing to go.
Is it betonline.ag?
It is, good sir.
And that's because BetOnline has you covered all season with more props, more odds, like Bear Banov winning the Calder, and lines than ever before. Football season's almost in the playoffs. Tons of time to bet on that. Everybody loves a good football playoffs bet. Get the Saturday game, get the Sunday's game, the Sunday late night game. Bet Online remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, to footy, to NHL, boxing, UFC. The Ashes are going on right now with cricket. I'm sure you could bet on that. I know stuff, guys. Your favorite Vegas casino game? Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Speaking of Alexanders.
Yeah, you prepared a statement.
I have. Hold on, let me get it out. Actually, this has tax sensitive information on it. I shouldn't use that one. Here we go. Okay. From the law offices. What was the law offices we used to have? Who were the Sharks guys that were the law offices that they had, the Sharks had?
I don't remember. Yeah.
It was like Tierney and whatever. Anyway. Yeah. Sharche, Rourke Sharche. is that correct? Anyway, Sharche and Goodrow from the law offices of Sharche and Goodrow. On behalf of the content boys, says to whom it may be concerned, particularly that one goofball on Twitter that keeps tweeting at us. We know you were right. Like, great. We got it. Spiff. Go back to space.
Actually, that is a Calvin Hobbes reference, so I'll give him that. So.
I said, go back to space. Anyway, to whom it may concern. The content boys were wrong. Thank you for your consideration.
We also did save the franchise.
Please take this against all the times they saved the franchise. And all the times they tweeted about dicks and other stuff. Just our podcast is the place where you come to find the jokes and the analysis. Nobody else is tweeting out. I mean, we tweeted out Erik Karlsson scored a goal and tied up the game on a setup. And we tweeted out a picture of an old man wearing a sweater that said, Big Dick is back in town. What other outlet are you going to find that on? Not The Athletic. Not Fin Factor. I can tell you that. Here, Locked on Sharks, featuring Kyle and JD, a.k.a. the Content Boys, a nickname we gave to ourselves. By the way, and by we, I mean me. Yes.
So some real analysis.
Why?
Because this is
Here to that.
Is it time to break up
Brett? Oh, Burns, yeah. I forgot we were going to do this. Yes. Yes. The answer is yes.
They have been particularly bad together. But we, as the Content Boys, we don't just ask the questions. We also provide the solutions, because
we give and take, we cook and clean.
Yes, we also, because we save the franchise. So, Kyle, how are we going to divvy up the new defensive pairs if we, because the Brett Burns, Mario Ferraro, like they're just getting caved in, and like tonight they gave up two bad goals. Like the first goal was Brett Burns wasn't in great position defensively, and then the puck went off Ferraro, which is the two games in a row that Mario Ferraro has kind of helped out the other team. But then, like, then the next play where it was just like both of them are back, and then Couture, like, and Timo's back there trying to support, and like Couture's not getting to the front of the net to help support the defense, but like. Those guys are just, it's, we've seen it, and they played so many heavy defensive minutes. It'd be nice to like help out the load. So Kyle, how would you, a man of the people, divvy up the defensive pairs?
I think there's one switch that you can make right away that has to be done. We have a burgeoning superstar in Jacob Middleton. It's time to kick Baby Bird out of the nest and let him fly. Throw him off the cliff. See if he comes back on his broom. He's a witch. If not,
yeah. Oh, we bring him back. Is he a witch?
Oh yeah, is he a witch? I forgot about that. Put Jacob Middleton with Brent Burns and put Mario Ferraro with Erik Karlsson. I don't think you're going to want to mix in the bottom pair guys, because there was a play tonight where Mark-Andre Vlasic took his man in the corner, and then Nicholas Balazs went and skated 3 feet from Mark-Andre Vlasic, and there's a guy open in front of the net. Cool. I think you just kind of let the bottom pair do its thing, unless you want to put Balazs up, but then I don't think you want to do that. But is Middleton having all this success? Because again, he had another strong game, I think. Didn't hurt the Sharks. Is it because he's playing with Erik Karlsson, who's
really good
on another planet this year? Yeah. Or is it because Middleton can really hold his own? And so you flip Ferraro and you flip Middleton. It keeps the pairs the same. You can flip Ferraro and flip Middleton. It keeps the pairs on the same side. And you put Ferraro, that strong defensive presence, with Erik Karlsson and see what they can do. And then you give Middleton to Brent Burns and see if you can get something different going, because that's what you got to do. See a couple games, see what happens. If it's really bad, you can go back to your safety net and go back to what's kind of worked so far, especially Middleton, Karlsson.
Yeah.
I think that's the easiest switch you can do right now, other than I don't think you can put Vlasic up, and I don't think you can put Šimek up, and I don't really think you can put Miloš up. So until Knyazhov comes back, you're kind of handcuffed, but flop those two guys and just see if you can get something going. Give it a try. Just a little tap-a-tap-a-tap-a.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's these poor guys, they're just getting caved in night after night. And
did they also play a gajillion minutes again tonight?
Most likely they did. But yeah, like, you got to, especially the way Karlsson's playing, like, I know you don't want to wear him out and, you know, get him in, like, prone to injury, but it's like, you got to try to, like, ease off a little bit. I mean, poor Mario Ferraro is getting murdered out there with the block shots. And yes, I know, like, blocking the shots is, you know, he's leading the NHL in shots block. That's not a good thing. Like, he's gonna die at this rate. Like,
if he dies, he dies. Okay. Brent Burns played 24:51.
Yep.
Mario Ferraro played 24:18. Erik Karlsson played 21:13, and Middleton played 21:33.
So if you just had them all play like 22 minutes.
For posterity, Vlasic played 14:05. Who's the other guy on the ice? Oh, Miloš. And Miloš played 13:29.
R.I.P. Vlasic. So,
oh, poor guy. Yeah. But I think you just flip him and see what. If it's really bad, you can go back. Trust me, it's fine. You can always go back.
Yep,
she'll take you back.
It's not like you back once. He's off the team or something like that. You can just move him.
Yeah. but I don't know. I really
Mario Ferraro's moving out after this. He leaves Brent Burns. He's moving out. I'm done, guys.
Your shit, Brent. I'm the offensive superstar on this pairing. I scored 2 goals in 2 games. He's got to juice those stats to get that fat contract next year.
Doug Wilson's keeping him with Brent Burns. That way Ferraro doesn't juice those stats. If he played with, I mean, look at Jacob Middleton, all the, you know, points he's getting with.
Playing. Yeah, we were worried about the Ferraro contract next year. That Middleton contract's
going to hurt. Middleton contract's going to be a massive.
6x6, baby, sign it up. Middleton's agent's like, maybe.
Superstar. People online called him a superstar. You got to give him the contract.
Yeah, well, not just people, the people that saved the franchise. So Doug Wilson knows where his bread is buttered.
Yes. Right here.
If you would like to tell us that we're beautiful and we saved the franchise, you can do that at Locked On Sharks on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. We put up all of our work across those things. We're most active on Twitter when it comes to interacting and shit posting. Facebook and Instagram, though, we will see your stuff and we will reply. So it's no worries there. If you'd like to subscribe, we're over 450. We're on the way to 500 subscribers on YouTube. You can do that at YouTube. I don't know what to tell you guys. If you don't know what YouTube is, don't do it. It's been around for like 15 years now. Just like email. LockedOnSharks@gmail.com. If you don't have an email, I don't think you're getting one at this point. So if you have an email, it's great. But we did get 2 emails.
Oh.
You're telling me. The thing here, though.
Busy day in the Kyle house having 2 emails to
do. Well, as you can tell. Oh, my God. How come it's not in here? We got them from the same person.
Oh, well, Kyle's doing.
Oh, there you go. I found them. They were sent 6 hours apart. That's why I thought they were spent days apart, but they were today. So at 1:45 Pacific Standard Time, our old friend Paul.
Oh, nice.
Back. Yeah. He said, I like that Bob is not going to put up with poor play, or at least not for very long, unless you're Brent Burns. I added that last part. Back to quoting. Miloš gets the start ahead of Šimek. Thank God. As we all seen enough of that. True dat, Paul. And he sits LeBanc, finally letting him know that what he's bringing to the ice is just not enough. Does this qualify as better vibes? Thoughts?
It's endangered.
I don't really think benching LeBanc is better vibes. I think they kind
but
of
we're in the endangered. We're back.
We've moved it up to endangered. They're no longer extinct.
It's endangered.
We've seen some sightings in the wild that we're working to confirm. Also, should we be worried if Big Daddy, which I'm assuming is Reimer, is out for an extended time period too?
Yes.
Probably because Aiden Hill's backup is Melnichuk right now. And we've all seen how that goes. So if they want to keep winning games, they should probably hope to come back. But then 6 hours later, actually, it was 5 hours and 59 minutes later.
Nice.
Paul titled this one. Usually he doesn't title. He does title them. The last one was called Better Bugner Vibes. This one's called Calgary Flames Website. I was very confused while I was getting this email, as you can tell. Said, basically, I can't lie. Also, this one was sent from his phone, clearly, because it doesn't have all of his business details at the bottom, and I don't know. I don't like it. Basically, I can't lie. I somehow was directed to the Calgary website because I was looking to gamble a little on tonight's game. I hope you went to BetOnline.ag.
BetOnline, buddy.
It's really cool. Quotes from players, them talking about tonight's matchup and what it means to lose a Pacific opponent, and how they wanted revenge for last night. Pretty good content. Agreed. Then I went to San Jose's site. Bracket, insert wah wah horn sound meme, bracket, nothing. He does follow up with one more thought, though.
That's but why they should hire us, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's literally what he said. Did you look?
No.
Oh, he said maybe they need to hire the content boys. He capitalized it and put a Z. I'm going to forward that
to all the
generic
people.
White woman runs the social media on the Sharks. We'll sell it. Pay us, San Jose. We will not make fun of any players. We will just talk about how great they are. We will do dumb promo shit with them. We don't care. We will sell it 100%. Give us a good salary and some bennies, and that's it. Summer's off. I'll even do the podcast in the summers if you want. We don't care. We're amenable.
Episode. Yeah, we just have players on and talk. Yeah,
we're good. Just send the contract our way. I'll relocate.
I'm not that far.
He's not, JD's not that far. I'm sure he could fly in a little bit, drive up, do it remote. Yeah. I could be the on-site guy for a little bit. You know, it all works. We'll figure it out. We'll get it working. Just, if you're listening.
Poor interns.
I live at 2-3.
1-2-3 Fake Street.
Yeah. Anyway, if you're listening to us on some sort of device on your phone, Spotify, Amazon, Apple, YouTube Music, I don't know. Just keep listening there. Sure. Is that all the things we had to plug? Yeah. JD's at my fry hole.
That's Kyle, right, Kyle Demetrius.
Cool. Okay. We also shitpost. A couple people said that they followed me and unfollowed you. Made me feel good.
Those are lies.
I don't know, man.
Anyway, thank you for making us your first listen. Go listen to Locked On Bets. Go listen to Locked On Wild. Also, I was on the national show, the whole show. So you can go listen to me on Locked On NHL. Yeah.
Or go listen to Locked On Heat.
Sure. Why not? Bye, friends.
Arrivederci.